Asara B'Teves, Tuesday the 18th of December, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Asara B'Teves.
Morning everyone, hope you're still fasting well. Just started the fast, no? Right. So, we know there's a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us that hey, there the Gemara discusses that when Tanis Esther, not so far, Tanis Esther, that if Tanis Esther falls on Shabbos, so we always bring the fast earlier. We fast on Thursday. You mean fast on Friday? We start the fast. We fast on Thursday. So the Mishnah says that's only when it comes to Tanis Esther. However, the other fasts or other things which happen to fall on Shabbos, for example, Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says Chagiga, Hakel. Person has these kavonos, these things to do on Shabbos. Ma'achrin v'lo makdimi. If we fall on Shabbos, then we delay it. So if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't bring the fast earlier. We delay it. We fast instead on Sunday. So Rashi says, "Im chaliyah is b'Shabbos, ma'achin liyoy mocha." We delay it till Sunday. V'chein Tisha B'av chaliyah is b'Shabbos. Who are then the Mishnah chaps on Tisha B'av? But who are then the same thing is Shavuos b'Tammuz, Asara b'Teves. Why does the Mishnah chap on Tisha B'av? So Rashi says, "Why did not chap Tisha B'av? Mishum dehuch pulu b'itzoros." The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that on Tisha B'av it was double tzoros. Even though there was a few things which happened on Shabbat to the Tammuz, however, on Tisha B'Av, the same thing, the Chum Beis HaMikdash, the same thing happened twice. They both happened on Tisha B'Av. Because of Huch B'Lubay Tzoros, so it's more Chum. Because the Gemara says that, we'll soon come to that Gemara, the Gemara says that Be'etzem, nowadays, Be'etzem, the Chiyuv to fast, in these four fasts, which we fast in the Beis HaMikdash, that the whole Chiyuv to fast, is not a richtig Chiyuv. It's only, the Gemara says, Rotsu Misanin, it's a voluntary fast. It's a voluntary fast, Rotsu Misanin, Rotsu Ein Misanin. We'll soon come to the Gemara. Mashenken Tisha B'Av, because it's Huch B'Lubay Tzoros, so there it's a big Chiyuv. So then that's why the Mishnah chaps on Shavuos B'Tammuz. But Be'etzem, who are then? Tisha B'Av, right. That's why the Mishnah chaps on Tisha B'Av. But who are then? The same din will apply to Tisha B'Av, to Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asara B'Teves, and Tzoyim Gedalia. The other three fasts, if they fall on Shabbos, we delay them, we don't fast on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, and we don't fast early on Thursday like by Tanis Esther. That's the Mishnah in Megillah. However, there's a famous Bis Yosef who brings down a Shitta of Abu Dram. One of the Rishonim. Bis Yosef brings down a Siman Tof Kuf Nun. He brings down Abu Dram, a big Chiddush. He says, you're right, all other fasts, Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzoyim Gedalia, they fall on Shabbos, we push off, we fast on Sunday. However, Asara B'Teves is different. Asara B'Teves, if Lu Yitzur, nowadays it's not shy, it's not possible for it to be Chal on Shabbos. But if, if it would be possible that it could fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The only fast we know which we fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. Right? Abba Avraham says, if Asara B'Teves would have been able to fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. Why? So he says, because he brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where there, soon come the Pasuk, it says, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. Be'etzem, on this day, Somach Melech Bovel is surrounded Yerushalayim. So Memeira, because it says, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, so therefore you have to fast on this day. You can't delay it. It has to be done on this day. That's what the Besesu brings down, Shem Da'av Adram, and the Besesu finishes off by saying, V'lo yodati minayna. I don't know where he gets it from. Where did you get it? You make up your own drosha. You can't make up your own drosha. Because it says, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. Therefore, Zoych HaShabbos does not mention anywhere, no Mishnah, no in the Gemara. You can't make up your own. And some ask, it says, like by Yom Kippur, it says, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. So if it says by Yom Kippur, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, and we fast on Shabbos, so why didn't I sow potatoes? No, so you're making Gzeir Shavu, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. First of all, you can't make Gzeir Shavu, Divrei Kabbalah, from Divrei Torah. This is Divrei Kabbalah. This is Midin Torah. You can't learn out one from another. Ain't Adam done Gzeir Shavu Ma'atzma, you can't learn out Gzeir Shavu yourself. So how from these three words, Be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, where did the Avraham see that from there? He learned out and he studied that it's Deuchah Shabbos. So So in order to explain, so it comes out, we have a clear machlokes, Rashi and Avodram. Rashi clearly says in Megillah, the Mishnah says Tisha B'Av is Lav Dafke Tisha B'Av. Who are the Rashi says Asara B'Tevus, Shabbat B'Tamuz. Even Asara B'Tevus falls on Shabbos, we push off to Sunday. The Avodram says, you're right, but the exception today is Asara B'Tevus. Asara B'Tevus, which falls on Shabbos, holds Avodram, you fast even on Shabbos. So in order to explain it, let's try and explain something else. What's Takip Shat? Let's talk about the other fasts. Or let's talk about according to Rashi, Ilan Sarah Batavis. Why Taka do we say that if a fast falls on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos? Why not? What's the issue to fast on Shabbos? Let's start from there. What's the issue to fast on Shabbos? Because there's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. You got a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, right? So mainly you know how to fast. Now what's the chiyuv of Onik Shabbos? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah there's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. The chiyuv is Medivrei Kabbalah. There's a pasuk, it says, V'korosa l'Shabbos Onik. Shabbos is the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. That pasuk is mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, in the Nevi'im, right? So, Yom Kippur, the after of Yom Kippur, V'korosa l'Shabbos Onik, L'kdesh Hashem L'chubav. So it's a mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah. Fine. Now, the din that you have to fast on these fasts, so there's a Gemara, which Gemara brings in Hashanah, Gemara brings the famous pasuk, which we said, which all know the pasuk, it says, Koyama, the Novi Zecharia says, Koyama Hashem Tzvokus, Tzoyma Revi, Tzoyma Chamishi, Tzoyma Shvi, Tzoyma Asiri. These four fasts, which is in the 4 months of the year, Revi, we all know is Tammuz, Chamishi is Av, Tzoyma Shvi is Tishri, Tzoyma Gedalia, and Tzoyma Asiri is Asara Batavis. Yeh Lebeis Yehuda, Lesosin Lesimcha. It'll be, when Mashiach will come, it'll be Lesosin Lesimcha, or the apostle calls it the Tzoyma, it's a fast, right? Tzoyma Asiri, it's called the Tzoyma. So the Gemara Sakasha. What do you mean? You start off saying it's a tzoy, correlate tzoy, the correlate who saw some simcha, make up your mind. And then what? The modern sense is just going to be lost and lower. It's much like there was a time that it was a sauce of simcha. So what is it? Is it tzoy or is it sauce of simcha? Says Rapop in the Pshat Zazir. There were three stages, there's three times. So the post comes in, there's three times when the different halachas apply to Asara B'Tevis. Says the Gemara Zazir. Bizman Shia Sholem, for example, in times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Right? They were shown. Then Klal Yisrael, if they're ruling over the world, they're overpowering the goyim. So in times when Kishyesh Sholem, as she says, She'ein yad ev dikhovim takif al Yisrael, they're not stronger than the Yidden, then Yiyu l'sosim l'simcha. These dates, where the four fasts, is instead of fasting, is a time of Yom Tov. Sosim l'simcha. Yesh gizeras malchus, or if it's the opposite, Chas Shalom faket, that not only they're stronger than us, there's also Chas Shalom, it's Shasa Gzeir, Yidnon and Sakona, they want to take away the mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael, they don't let them keep Torah mitzvahs, there's Gzeiras Malchus, then there's a Chiyuv of Tzor. Chayv Aleisanus, there's a Chiyuv to fast. Oh, but what's if it's not like this, not like nowadays? Ein Shalom, the Goyim are still, they're in charge, they're in power. Oh, but there's no Gzeiras Malchus, Moch Hashem, we can keep Torah mitzvahs, there's no Shema, there's no Gzeiras Malchus. Says the Gemara, Midivre Kabbalah, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. It's up to you. If you want to fast, no Chiv to fast, Midivre Kabbalah. Rotsu Misanim, they want to fast, they can fast. They don't, Midivre Kabbalah, no Chiv to fast. But later on, the Chazal came along, and they were Kevea, Rabbanon is the Chiv to fast. But the Etzem, Midivre Kabbalah, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Ein Misanim. But B'Shas Ashmat, B'Shas is Gzeres Malchus, then Midivre Kabbalah is the Chiv to fast. Or in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the second basic English bill, then it's the opposite. Then it's the time of Sosim Simcha. Say, on the Medivri Kabbalah. No. So if there's a Chiv to fast in times of Zeres Malchus, it's Medivri Kabbalah. So if you've got one Divri Kabbalah and it falls on Shabbos, you've got another Divri Kabbalah. So what's stronger? You've got two Divri Kabbalah. You've got Mitzad Yachod, you've got Issa Divri Kabbalah, the cross of the Shabbos Oinik. And Mitzad Shein, you've got Medivri Kabbalah, the Chiv to fast. So the Chayy should say Sheva Tasa Odif. I don't know what to do. So don't do anything. Medivri Kabbalah, I'm a Chiv to fast. So why does the mission tell us if these fasts fall on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos? Why not? The whole issue to fast only in Divrei Kabbalah. You've got a Chiyuv Divrei Kabbalah to fast, so you should fast.
Zman Hazeh, it's more than that.
No, but Zman Hazeh, you could say...
Zman Hazeh, you could say it's a Rabbonon versus Divrei Kabbalah.
Okay, no, it's a Rabbonon.
Rabbonon versus Divrei Kabbalah.
That's why not allowed to fast. That's why not to fast. Zman Hazeh, I can understand why not, because the Chiyuv only Shabbos is with Divrei Kabbalah.
Divrei Kabbalah.
Oh, but the issue to fast...
The
Chiv to fast. The Chiv to fast only Midrabbanon.
Therefore, only Shabbos will take precedence.
Okay, so I can answer.
Bismana says not. Fine.
Problem. Yeah, it's no problem. It's wrong. Bismana when there is Gzeres Malchus. Yeah? Bismana is Gzeres Malchus. Why is there Issa to fast? So this Kashu Betzim asks the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Mitzvah Shin Aleph Minchas Chinuch asked this question. So therefore we're coming now to Minchas Chinuch, Gewaltige Yisoid, how to explain this whole inyan of fasting on Shabbos. It says Minchas Chinuch, Gewaltige Sach. Held us Minchas Chinuch, Lefi Ani Yazdati. He wants to say that when Chazal, Medivri Kabbalah, the Novi tells us we have to fast. These four fasts, says Minchas Chinuch, the Divrei Kabbalah, there's no fixed day when you have to fast. Because you look in the post, what's the post? The post we said earlier, it says the months where you have to fast. So in Revi, fourth month, which was Tammuz, so in Chamishi, which was Av, so in Shvi, which was Tishri, and so in Asiri is Tevis. 4 months. Why doesn't it say the dates? It has to be Shavuot of the Tammuz, it has to be the dates. Asorah B'Tevis, it doesn't say the day of the month. It just says the month that you have to fast. So it wants to be Mechadosh Mechas Chinuch. And Medivrei Kabbalah, there was no fixed day in the month when you have to fast. You can fast this month. They understood, Ruach Kodshom, they understood that the month had to do with it. So any day in the month that you feel like fasting, take the shortest day or take the easiest day, whatever it's easier for you to fast, take that day in that month and you can fast. That's what it wants to be Mechadosh. The whole Chiyuv to fast was to fast any day in that month. So Mele, it doesn't start. Mele is Bechal Neshve. Why? Because when do we say that a fast is Doche Shabbos? For example, we see Tanis Chaloyim. Yeah, if a person has a bad dream and he wants to fast, the Gemara says he's allowed to fast even on Shabbos. Why is that fast even on Shabbos? Because the Gemara says Yofe Tanis LeChaloyim. Tanis is a good thing to be Mevatel LeChaloyim Ki Eish LeNeiris. You have flax, right? And you put it in a fire, it disappears into fire. So the same thing in the dream. If you fast, the dream is Mevatel Tanis Chaloyim. A bad dream. It's Mevatel LeChaloyim Ra. And the Gemara says that's only if you fast on the day of the dream. On the same day that you dreamt, you fast, it's Mevatel LeChaloyim. So that's why the Gemara says, I feel it be Shabbos. Why? Because you can't push off, I have to fast this day. So because it's something which is, it's only going to work if I fast on the day of the dream, so maybe it's like a Shabbos. Masha'in came, these four fasts, you don't have to fast after today, any day in the month, choose, pick a day. Why did you have to fast after on Shabbos? You can fast tomorrow, you can fast before Shabbos, after Shabbos. So maybe because there's no chiyuv b'etzem, any specific day, so medivrei Kabbalah, you can fast any day of the month, so maybe it's not Doche Shabbos. Push the turrets. That's what the Mechas Chinuch answers, a gewaltige chiddush, that these four fasts, medivrei Kabbalah, there's no fixed date. Later on, we'll soon see when this later on was, later on, Chazal came along, and they were kevea these fixed days. Oh, but that's only midrabanan. So maybe it's not Doche Shabbos. So Mechas Chinuch brings a few rais to his yesoid. Hell, it's such a big chiddush. First of all, it's like the psukim, fine? Oh, but just from the psukim alone, you can't bring a rai to say it's such a gewaltige chiddush. He brings a few rais. One of his rais is, he brings, there's a Moedike Gemara over here in Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what we all know is the Talmud of Rav Akiva. And Rav Shimon says that in four things, I disagree with my Rebbe. I disagree, I argue with it. And one of those four things is, on which day do we fast in Tevis? We all know, Asorah B'Tevis. Why Asorah B'Tevis? So that's what Rav Akiva holds. Rav Akiva says, why do we fast on Asorah B'Tevis? We all know, we said today in the Slichas, we all know. Why do we fast on Asorah B'Tevis? Because Shavuot on that day, Somach Melech Bovel Al Yushalayim. Melech Bovel, that was the day, it was 2.5 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's when he surrounded Yushalayim. Brings the Pasuk says, Vahi Dva Hashem Elai Bashar HaTshiyiz Vachedish HaSir Ba'Ofer HaChedish, the 10th day of the 10th month, Somach Melech Ben Odom Ksov Lucha Hashem Ayem Hazeh, Es Etzim Ayem Hazeh, this day, Somach Melech Bovel Al Yushalayim. Right. But it comes out that the order of the Pasuk is not in the right order. The Pasuk first says, Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri. What happened in the 10th month, that happened first. That was before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, before they broke down the city, before Shavuot of the Tammuz and all these things. The first thing that happened was Asorah B'Tevis. This is the first thing which happened, which brought down 2.5 years later the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk is counting according to the months of the year. Even though it's the wrong order. The first order was Tzoyim HaAsiri. That's what happened first. That's what Rebbe Kiva holds. Says of Shimon, I disagree. I hold, you know when you fast in Tevis? Not on the 10th day of Tevis. Says Rebbe Kiva, on the 5th day of Tevis. Why? What happened on the 5th day of Tevis? Something completely different happened in the month of Tevis. On the 5th day of Tevis, the Gemara says 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, 11 years beforehand, There was called Golus Yechonia. Yechonia went, they went, Rashi says, Legolus Yechonia, Shegolu Lebovel, the Chachomim, that they went to Golus Bovel 11 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already sent them to Bovel, they should say that they should keep the world going by learning Torah. So 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them there to Bovel. No. In those days, they didn't have any communication to know what's going on, no phone, no emails, no text, they didn't have anything. So when did they know that actually the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Says the Gemara, they only found out a year later. A year later they found out when? On this day, Hey Tevez, a year after Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's when they found out. That's when the Shmur, Sheboi Boaz Shmur LeGoyla. The Shmur came to Bovel on the 5th day of Tevis, that you should know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed a year ago. And Yoyma Shmur, so the Gemara, to hear such bad news, Yoyma Shmur is Kiyoyim Tzref. It's as if then the Beis HaMikdash was burnt again. Yoyma Shmur, that's when they heard. So according to Rab Shimon, Asir B'Tevis Vaked, that's the last thing that happened, not the first thing that happened. It's the last thing that happened of Churban Beis HaMikdash, that a year later, the Yidden in Bovel, that's when they got to hear about Churban Beis HaMikdash. So, man, that's the Talmud. That's according to Reb Shimon. But Machlekes, interesting Machlekes. When do we have to fast? Asar B'Tevis or Chamishi B'Tevis? Peter Mechasenach, he doesn't understand. Gvaldige Kasha. What do you mean? Reb Akiva and Reb Shimon, when did they live? They lived just after the Churban Beis Shem. After the second destruction of second Beis HaMikdash, that's when they lived. I've got a very simple solution. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, we just saw the Gemara, what did they do in those dates? It was Sosnim V'Simcha. Right? Bezman Sheyesh Shalom, then Sosnim V'Simcha. Now I've got a very simple solution. Go and ask anybody who's around in the second, during the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shammai, the Silel, they were still living. Go and ask them, tell me, when did they keep Sosnim V'Simcha in the second Beis HaMikdash? The 5th day of Tevis or 10th day of Tevis? And you all know when to make the Talmud. Well, there's no Torah beforehand. They only woke up in the times of Shimon and Akiva. Oh, when do you have to keep the fast of Tevis? 5th day or 10th day? What do you mean? Go look in your calendar. Go and ask all the people. Ask them when they keep Sosim and Simcha in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Also, as if they mechasir. Puk Chazi, what do they do in those times? Elomai says the mechaschin ochi givaldik. You know why? Elomai is a right to my Yisrael. That at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when they have to keep Sosim and Simcha, there's no fixed day in the month. You can do any day you want in the month. Any day. So Ramela, in time of second Beis HaMikdash, everyone did whatever they want. Any time in Tevis, they could keep the fast of Tevis. The Sosim and Simcha of Tevis. So Ramela, now, after the Churban Beis Sheni, now the Chachomim came along, and they want to be Misakina once and for all. We can't have this everyone doing different dates. Now we have to be Misakin, a fixed day. When do we think is the right day to be Misakin the fast of Tevis? So then you have a Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva held, I think the right day is Asara B'Tevis, because that's when it happened. I hold the fast is because of Somach Melech Bovel El Yishulayim. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, I hold the Shtu'al Chamishi B'Tevis. We can understand. Now you come with a new thing. You want to be Misakin now. That we should make a fast. We should be Kaveh. A specific day. Oh, so now you got Machlekes. Which day do you think is more appropriate that you should be Kaveh? Thomas, 10th day or the 5th day. Gewaltige Pshat, Mechasinuch, a gewaltige Reihe. He brings another Reihe, also a beautiful Reihe. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said, one of the famous Gemara in Tanis, the Gemara says on Tisha B'Av, right? The Gemara says that Be'etzem, when was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Wasn't destroyed on Tisha B'Av, Mamash, the end of Tisha B'Av. The Eis Erev, Tisha B'Av, just before Nacht, right? When everyone's getting ready to break the fast, right? That's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Eis Erev, the main time we were burnt, was on the 10th, Yud Ba'av. That's why we don't eat after Chatzos, many things, right? On Tisha B'Av, Asiri Ba'av also has a few dinim which we don't, Adina Avelus, right? So why don't we fast on Asiri Ba'av? Says the Gemara, because we start, the beginning is always the worst time. Aschula Peranisa, the beginning, is the worst time. Comes on Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Helig Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if I would have been there, I would have been Misakin to fast on Asir. I would have changed it. Ilya Yisishon, Kavatir, I would be Kaveh Abba Asiri, because the Roim of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th day of Av, that's when I would be Kaveh Tisha B'Av. What do you mean, if you would have been there? I mean, it's Medivre Kabbalah. The Pasuk says, Sarima Chamishi, right? If the Av, the Tisha B'Av, that's when you have to fast. What do you mean? You can change something. What do you mean? Can you say, if I would have been, I'll make Pesach now on Festival of Nissan, I'll make Pesach a different date. How can you say such a thing? It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah. How can he come along and say such a thing? If he always says it's Gevaldik Pshat. Avad, the Divrei Kabbalah is in the month of Av, you have to fast. When? Any day in Av you can fast. Now later on, Chazal came along after the Chum Bayis Sheni. That's when they came along to decide to make one day, which everyone should fast on that day. If I would have been there when Chazal were around, I would have told them it's more appropriate to fast on the 10th day of Av, not on the 9th day of Av. That's what Rabbi Yechonu said. Maybe it's Gevaldik Pshat. So Mechaselech now wants to say, he's got a shayla, what do we do? Halacha lemaisa. He says, we know, he says, big chiddush, Chanukah, just finished Chanukah we keep 8 days. One, the places that they didn't know, Mekor Mitzvah Rechokim, right, far away from Eretz Yisrael, they never knew when Kislev was the chiddush. So do they have to keep an extra day, 9 days? Why don't we keep Sveiki D'Yema, 9 days Chanukah? Many Achonim asked this kasha, why in Chanukah we don't keep Misofik in Chutz Loretz 9 days? Says the Mechaselech, Gevaldige Chiddush. You know why? Says you're right. Nowadays, the whole reason why we keep 2 days Yontav is only a Sofik. It's Minigav Asen Abir Adib. It's not Richtig a Sofik. We know because we're not Mekadosh Apiriyah. When Mekadosh, we have the Luach. So made it's only because of Minigav Asen Abir Adinu. So some which the Chanukah is only Midrabonon, Shkachiv Deraisa. Some which is Deraisa, you have the Minig. Some which is only Midrabonon, then there's no minute, so you don't have to keep 2 days. However, it says the Mechas Chinuch, that's very good nowadays. Nowadays, when Mekadosh appear Luach, it's only out a minute, so you a minute, you don't keep on a drabonon. Although when Mashiach will come, we're going to go back to the Mekadosh Apiria, according to the moon. We're going to back to Apiria. Right? Looks like the Mechas Chinuch never knew about the telephone system and all the communication that we're all going to know about in 1 second. Right? So if there'll be these places far away from Eretz Yisrael, and they had never heard, they don't know yet when Bezer or Mekadosh Shechodesh, so it's a proper Sofik, which can't sound a minute, it's a proper Sofik when the Shechodesh was, and Achal, we'll have to keep 9 days Chanukah. If Chassidim holds, we'll have to keep 9 days Chanukah. So he wants to know the Chassidim, what will be when Mashiach will come, and also, maybe you have these four fasts, right? Then when Mashiach will come, it's Mashiach Shalom, it's Sosim and Simcha, right? So if it's Sosim and Simcha, and you got a Sofik, Mekadosh Shechodesh far away from Eretz Yisrael, so if you've got a Sofik, maybe you'll have to keep Tisha B'Av, or the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, the Sosim and Simcha of Tisha B'Av, keep it 2 days. Misveki D'Yomer, according to what I said, says the Mechas Chinuch, no. Because according to what I said, Be'etzem, the Divrei Kabbalah, you can do any day in the month. So if you can do any day in the month, there's no problem. It's not Tisha, what is it? It's Shemona, it's Yud, makes no difference. Any day in that month is suitable to keep the Etzem Divrei Kabbalah. I'm a Drabonon. On Drabonon, you don't have to keep the Sveki D'Yomer.
Didn't understand. Chofei is already long after they knew the Chodesh.
Who would
there will never be a Sveik of the Yom.
Why not? It's possible. The Mekorim is they never heard. Mekorim is
what? Everybody heard till the 15th. All the Shluchim arrived by the middle of the Chodesh.
The Shluchim, they didn't get everywhere, they didn't go the whole world. Mekorim is Australia, I don't know where. They didn't get everywhere. Wherever they went, the Shluchim went, they came back. Say that. They didn't get to the whole world. 15th. You know, we keep Pesach 2 days, right?
Yeah.
So about the 15th, there were places they didn't know yet. The Shluchim went out to wherever they managed to go. But the people that still didn't hear, they have to keep 2 days.
What's on a Friday?
Huh?
What's on a Friday? Why if it
fell
on Friday?
Oh, come on. Oh. So till now we explained, very good, and said Rashi Shitta, why it's not the Derech Shabbos. Right? It's not the Derech Shabbos because you can do it any day in the month, you can be Mekayim the Tanis. However, what's with Asorah B'Tavis? Asorah B'Tavis more than Avodram. Avodram says it's different Asorah B'Tavis. Says the Biskirov. Biskirov says, you're right, all the other Tanis. But we have to remember that Asorah B'Tavis, the Pasuk also says, there's one Pasuk which says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. What does it mean, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh? The Pasuk comes to tell us that Asorah B'Tavis is different. There, the Divrei Kabbalah wasn't to keep the month. The Divrei Kabbalah was to keep the day, because it says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. So if it says, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh by Asorah B'Tavis, so there, the Divrei Kabbalah was on that specific day, that's when you have to fast. Rebazoi holds Avodram, you have to fast a fill on Shabbos. Pshat is like by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's a fixed day. The Torah says you have to fast on Asiri, but Tishri, 10th of Tishri, you have to fast. So Mamela, who are the Tisha B'Av, Asara B'Tevis, where the Pesuk says Be'etzem Ein Hazeh, so there the Divrei Kabbalah wasn't the month. The Divrei Kabbalah on Tevis was that you have to fast on Dafka on Asara B'Tevis. Mamela, it's the Shabbos, like Talis Chaloyim. Talis Chaloyim, because you needed Dafka that day. The Gemara says that a dream is only going to, a fast is only going to work for something that you dreamt on that day. So who are they in Asara B'Tevis, where the Pesuk says Be'etzem Ein Hazeh? So if it says Be'etzem Ein Hazeh, then yeah, the fast Chazal, the Divrei Kabbalah was to fast on that day, Dafka on Asara B'Tevis. So maybe it's Lech HaShabbos. Just finish off by saying a beautiful Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer, Adelech Trush, says another Pshat and Avodram, why Asir B'Tevis, even with the fall on Shabbos, is Lech HaShabbos. So Dr. Azu. Now you have to understand the whole fast of Asir B'Tevis. We said that before. The way we paskin, called Rabbi Kiva, Shiboy Somach Melech Bovel Al Yisholai. Not to understand. It's so bad. What did they do? They went, they sieged, they were surrounded Yisholayim, standing outside Yisholayim. For 2.5 years, till the Chum, they were standing outside Yisholayim. Hanzik Sofi finds that there were other times in Klal Yisrael where the Goyim tried, also they surrounded Yisholayim. He brings an example, Parin Chay, right? Right, because other times in Klal Yisrael, we may parry Nechei v'chadoyma. So why Dafke the Chazal choose Dafke now when Melech Bovel surrounded Yishalayim? That's when we fast. Doctor, the Chayre should be the opposite. The Chayre, I would say Tisha B'Av, which then the actual destruction happened. So Tisha B'Av is the most chomedic fast. Then you should say, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you should be doing Shabbos. Of Asar the Tevis, it's just the beginning. That you say is so chomedic, even if it falls on Shabbos, doing Shabbos. Zokter, why did it take so long for them? It took 2.5 years it took them to get into Yerushalayim. What took so long? That day on Asir B'Tevis, the Melech Bovel, he surrounded Yerushalayim. So Avada, nothing can happen if it's not Bashet Melamailo. So Avada, that day, Bezdin Shel Malo, that's when they started sitting to judge. Should there be a Chum Beis HaMikdash or there shouldn't be a Chum Beis HaMikdash? They have to also decide. That's not up to Melech Bovel. What Melech Bovel does is only after everything is done up there. So Mele, on that day on Asir B'Tevis, Bezdin Shel Malo, that's when they started sitting and being done. It's a carousel of the world either. We should keep the Beis HaMikdash still alive or not. So Mele, from that day that it started, the Bezdin Shel Malo Taka started to be done. Oh, that's Taka. It's more chomo than Tisha B'Av itself. That's when they started judging. Every day, every year, you know, the Gemara says, "Kol doish le'nim le'beis hamikdash b'yomov." Any generation, which if in your generation the Beis Hamikdash wasn't built, it's as if keilu nechrav b'yomov. It's as if it's destroyed, because we have the ability to bring the Beis Hamikdash, and if we didn't bring down the Beis Hamikdash, it's as if we destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. When is that? Every year, when it comes to Asara B'Tevis, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Asara B'Tevis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being done in Bezdin Shel Malo, he's being done a new Churban Beis HaMikdash. Shech didn't come till now. When is he starting to be done Asara B'Tevis? That's the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin, should there be a Beis HaMikdash? There not be a Beis HaMikdash? Yom HaDin starts on Asara B'Tevis. Mele Dr. Azoy. Every other fast, right? Tisha B'Av. Why do you fast Tisha B'Av? Because once upon a time, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, Salah Ova. Something which is fasting on the past, say that it's not Derech HaShabbos. Something which is on, like, Yom Shemes be over the Eimon. You're fasting on your side, right? Something fast on your side, falls on Shabbos, you don't fast. Why? Because something which is on the past, it's not Derech HaShabbos. But something which is the present, Tanis Chaloyim, like we said. Tanis Chaloyim is not for the past, it's for now. Because the Chaloyim, if you're going to fast, the Tanis is Mevatel the Chaloyim Ra. So it's for now. So as long as it's the present, the person can say, okay, that's my Oneg Shabbos. What do you mean? You want me Oneg Shabbos? My Oneg Shabbos is that I'm fasting. Because by me fasting, I'm going to be Mevatel the Chaloyim Ra. So mainly it's for the present to be Mevatel my Tanis, my Chaloyim. So you'll have to fast. That's my Oneg Shabbos. Over the Dr. Chasam Sofer, by me fasting on Shabbos, forget. The Tanis of Asir B'Tevis is not something of the past. Something of the present, because now it's Yom HaDin. Should there be a Beis HaMikdash? Should there not be a Beis HaMikdash? So because now it's Yom HaDin, the fast is for what's happening now. Not what's happening, what happened once upon a time. It's something which is the Hoyb, it's the present. Ah, Yibazoi. That's Derech HaShabbos. Anything which you fast, which something which is happening now, that's something which is my only Shabbos to fast. So maybe it's Derech HaShabbos. They have taken help from Al Shubazecha, Nirema Din Zvenka Paskin, Al Shabbat, the Binny Base, Amigdash, from here we are made no Amigdash.